better put him in the Heisman.
Got that wood right here, baby.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
They're going to run and get that boot.
The Arkansas Razorbacks have completed the dream season.
A baseball team is on the way back. A College World Series title. The Bomb Stadium.
I almost got fired because I went Willie the Boss after I had a little too much sauce.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Let's go to the Cherokee Casino Hotline, 877-377-6963. Melissa is calling in. What's going on, Melissa?
Hey, guys. First of all, Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas.
And your answer of the phone person. So you just everybody have a Merry Christmas.
I appreciate it. Maddie, you got a new name.
answer the phone guy. Kendall Briles actually is still working. He's coaching his team in the bowl game. He's helping the other assistant they're keeping. And so he's still employed, and he has interviewed for the job. So, and I know Rhett Lashley has not interviewed for the job. So just keep that in mind when you're predicting stuff, because Kendall Briles very well could be your new OC.
Yeah, well, that was a name that obviously has been thrown around a lot, and we know that.
And that's another reason why maybe you shouldn't believe it either.
Yeah. Well,
you just never know. I mean, you know.
Well, and that's.
He'd be ideal.
Well, then that's the thing is that as far as his resume goes, I mean, it's pretty stellar. I'm just curious to know about how people would actually feel just because of the name. And the connections to the old Baylor situation way back when. I think that would maybe a red flag to
some. I don't know if it would be a red flag because, yes, the name, everybody's automatically going, but I think that he stayed away from it long enough. He's been away from Baylor long enough that I think it would be kind of cool. I don't really think there would be an issue with that. If there is, then dang, he's going to have a hard time getting another big gig, but I'm hoping that everybody relaxes and says, okay, come on, because if you have Barry Odom and Kendall Briles as your coordinators, that's pretty stout right there, and that's looking good for the Hogs in the future.
Oh, yeah, without a question, and I think that we can at least limit the fact that it's going to be, well, I think we're safe to say it's either going to be Kendall Briles or Major Applewhite at this point.
Yeah, I agree with that, and it'd be kind of hard to pull for a guy from Texas, but I kind of would deal with it. I mean, I'm from Texas. I was born and raised down there, but I was also born and raised a Razorback fan and to hate burnt orange, so that would be really hard, and the last time he saw Arkansas, I would beat the crap out of him, so hey, welcome to Arkansas, Applewhite.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, y'all have a Merry Christmas. I'm driving, so y'all be good.
Hey, appreciate it. Merry Christmas, Melissa. Yeah. No, Kendall Briles is a name that, I mean, has been discussed hot and heavy. And we know that the whole situation with.
We're just trying to figure out what the holdup is.
Yeah. And
I was just thinking that as I was watching SMU play, was it down in Boca Raton?
Yeah.
And is that maybe the holdup? I don't know. Maybe Melissa's right. He's not even really a candidate.
Yeah. But if it ends up.
What is the holdup?
But if it ends up being like Major Applewhite or who's at Alabama right now. I mean, you kind of wonder, it's like, okay, is it really holding up to play their bowl game because he's an analyst or whatever? Yeah. I don't necessarily think that's.
And they're not playing in a. It's not like they're playing in the playoff.
No.
You know.
And I couldn't imagine Nick Saban saying, hey, we need you here, Major Applewhite.
You know, a lot of these guys get a pretty decent bonus if they make a bowl game. Now, I would imagine the pay raise from analyst to OC would be enough to cover that, but I get it.
Yeah. I do too, but again, we don't really know what the holdup is at this point. So let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Miss Lisa's on the phone. Good morning, Miss Lisa.
Well, good morning. I just wanted to, I've got a terrible voice from screaming at the ball game, but I was at the ball game Saturday night. Huge crowd. I mean, it was loud. It was one of the loudest games. I don't know if it's because of my age or what, because I went to games, you know, back in the old Barnhill. That's how old I am.
You should have turned why didn't you just turn your turn your hearing aid down a little bit? Wouldn't have been so bad.
Well, I never thought about that. Yeah. But anyway, I really, truly believe the crowd willed the team not to lose.
I think you're right.
And they got behind, and the crowd stood up. We didn't sit back down on our hands or laurels or whatever you want to call it, and we willed them to victory. And when Mason Jones hit that three, the big three, when Adriel Bailey blocked the shot, and I believe the next deal, if I remember correctly, was when Mason Jones come down and set up and hit that three, I thought the roof was going to blow off that play. But I'm with John. That should have been on AETN or something. That game was, it was exciting.
It was on Pinto's Twitter account.
So. Yeah, on his Periscope.
Well, anyway, it was a great game. I'm walking around, so if I lose, y'all don't think nothing about it. But I live out here. You know, we still have peach cans and string for phone.
Ah.
So, anyway, Matt does too, by the way. But anyway, it was just, they said it was the largest crowd to ever enter, you know, to be there for a game or for an event. So that's what they announced. And the band was there. I didn't think the band or cheerleaders would be there with Christmas break. But it was just, we like to have a bench clearing brawl. And I looked down there, and I love him to death. We were sitting in section 122 right there where the team runs out where you can high-five them. And who ran down there at the end of the Razorback bench to make sure, you know, the team didn't leave the bench or help or look, was John Fagg, all 6 foot of him. I told the people sitting around me, I said, they'd take him out in 2 seconds, as little as he is. But anyway, Hunter, your check was there, and John, you know, all the big wheels.
Did you storm the court?
Down there.
Now, you said you were going to storm the court. Did you storm the court?
I said I was going to storm the court if Coach Pittman was there and hugged him. I said I was going to run and jump and wrap my legs around him, if you'll remember correctly. That's what I said. But he wasn't there. And, hey, I could have easily done it. You know, you got how many? Let me think. I think I counted 10 security people standing around there. None of them weighed less than 300 pounds. They couldn't have stopped a gnat. You know, that wanted to get on the court. I mean, they couldn't. Well,
gnats are pesky.
And, I couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but it was, I was glad we went. And we had a great weekend, but it was just a great environment. You know, it was just the people around me. We talked and talked. I enjoyed everyone I sat around. And it was just good to see Razorback people excited. And I love Mike Anderson. It's still hard for me to look down there and not see Mike on the sidelines because, yes, I loved Mike Anderson. But having said that, if Mike would have been our coach, we would have lost that game Saturday night. This coach we have, he stays on 90-0. I've never seen anything like it. He is wound up like an 8-day clock. His mind, his body, his everything about him is on 100% go all the time. But anyway, it was just a great game, great experience. Glad they won it. Glad I was there. And I'm glad I got to see John Fagg jump up and run down there like he was King Kong. But having said that, y'all have a very Merry Christmas, every one of you.
Well, you too.
And I know I come on here and get under a lot of people's skin, and I really don't care because I'm at the age and it's in my chart at the doctor's office that, you know, I have this problem. And they, nobody can do anything about
they
it.
They make a pill for it, you know.
They make a pill. I take two of them, by the way. And, yes, oh, yes, I do. I know that's HIPAA law, but anyway, it's out there now. But sincere, I'm trying to be sincere here. Y'all have a great show. I love to listen, and I appreciate all of y'all making me a part of it. I really do. And as far as the girl that just called, and she was great, by the way, this Kendall, the name Bryles makes me want to throw up just because of what happened at Baylor. And I don't know if I'm all in on a browse. I think back of what went on or what I was told that went on, and if half of it is true and he had a hand in it, I just, and Major Applewhite, remember the guy that made all the people dressed alike in jumpsuits about 20 years ago, and they had the same tennis shoes on, they went and laid in bunk beds and drank this Kool-Aid, not Jim Jones now, but this other Applewhite guy.
I didn't know anything about that. I know Jonestown, but I didn't know anything about
that. Oh, yeah, this guy, there was about, you remember that, Tommy?
Yeah, well, you took a left turn somewhere, and I went right, apparently. No, I didn't follow all that. Google it.
I'm on it.
His name was Applewhite. And so that's sort of, you know, but I don't know if I could go with Ken. I'd rather have Rhett Lashley be safe and be done with it. But if we get whoever we get, I'll get behind. But I just sort of have a problem with a brawl.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's time to announce it and move on. But hey, I'm happy with recruiting. Some people that I'm friends with are like, but my gosh, can't blame the coach. I think he's done a pretty good job myself. But anyway, I took way too much time as usual. Thank you for taking my call.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Lisa. Always appreciate it. Maddie, do we have an update on the...
She was referring to Marshall Applewhite. You remember the Heaven's Gate cult that was trying to follow the spaceship behind, was it the Hellbop Comet?
My buddy Connor said the same thing. Heaven's Gate was... Yeah. Yeah.
Miss Lisa's got all the cult leader references.
She's got them all.
Well, I was wondering because I had to Wikipedia then the Heaven's Gate, and it was an American UFO religious Millerian cult near San Diego.
Yep.
Founded by Marshall Applewhite and Bonnie Nettles. It's how soon we forget about that, but thank you for the call. And thank you for the reference there to Heaven's Gate and the cult.
By the way, the crowd was 15,630. As we've reached the fifth largest for a Razorback game in North Little Rock. So it was not a record crowd.
Which makes me wonder, where was the other four? Like, what were the fours that were bigger than that?
I'm just telling you what's in the release.
I believe it. 15-630,
fifth largest for a Razorback game at North Little Rock.
Maybe that time they played Illinois or in Oklahoma State, that was a long time ago. But no, here's Coach Eric Musselman talking about the great environment, how loud it was down there in Little Rock.
You know, they had a lead there with 7.5 minutes that if we don't execute, make some tough shots and get some tough defensive stops. I thought Adriel Bailey's block, on Freeman Liberty's dribble drive to the cup really saved the game for us. And then obviously Mason, hit a spectacular shot. But again, the crowd was awesome. I mean, the environment tonight, not many environments better than that in college basketball, I can tell you that. That was so loud and we're playing in an empty gym. We might not win that game. I can tell everybody in North Little Rock and anybody that came to the game, like if we're playing, outdoors somewhere, 5-on-5, we don't win without that loud crowd maybe tonight.
All right, so two things. He got North Little Rock right versus just saying Little Rock. So
he did his homework.
Bonus point for Coach Musselman. But listen, Coach. If you think that was good, and it was great. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could feel it coming through the phone watching on the bootleg Twitter account. But if you think that's good,
wait till Kentucky.
Wait till January 18th when the Hogs take on Kentucky. And I know you've been told, I'm sure Matt Zimmerman has told you all about Bud Walton Arena and the magic of the Bud. Coach, if you love that, you're going to love Bud Walton Arena when it's at its peak because you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
You haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Coach, if you like that, just wait because there's something in store for you in the next couple of months that you're going to absolutely love. And then it will all click with Musselman. This is why I took the job.
Yep. Yep. He will get his first dose of it.
Yep.
Because, listen.
And listen, that was a great crowd. It was a loud crowd. And everything he said there is 1,000% correct. They don't win that game. Lisa said it. We all know it. You don't win that game without that crowd.
Right. But here's the thing, too, because I thought it was interesting, because then it turned into, which I hate because social media sucks, but everything just turns into Northwest Arkansas versus Central Arkansas and this stuff. Because all of a sudden, then it becomes, the crowd, obviously, the Little Rock shows out for their smaller games against lesser opponents, but you can only get 8,000 at Bud Walton. It's like, stop. You know what this shows? You know what the show is more than anything? It has nothing to do with the venue or the location. It has to do with the fact that Razorback fans are extremely intelligent and engaging basketball fans. They always have been, no matter what part of the state that they're going to go watch the game at. They're very into the game. They're very smart fans when it comes to the game of basketball. So just because you have two different venues, which great atmospheres in both, obviously, there's no versus. There's no people going against each other. It's just Razorback fans in general are very smart fans.
It's the tie that binds us all is Arkansas. It's been said many times before. I'll say it again. From Bentonville to Helena. From Texarkana to, you ready for this, Lisa? Light, Arkansas. We'll throw her down
there. I don't
even
know where that's at.
It's northeast Arkansas.
All right.
It's where Miss Lisa lives. Light, Arkansas. This is the program. This is the tie that binds us all. This is just another sign or example of what the Razorbacks mean to the people of this state. That's why there were 16,000 people there.
Yeah.
They sold more. My question is, who are all these people that bought the tickets that didn't show up? But that's another conversation. But that's what it means. It's not that the fact that they love the Razorbacks more in Little Rock than they do in Northwest Arkansas. They just know. Same thing with baseball. They get one night a year, one night in basketball, one night in baseball. They show out big because it's their opportunity to love the team in person that they have to love from afar so many weekends.
Yeah.
It just shows you the importance of what the University of Arkansas athletic programs mean to everyone in our state. Whether you live in Benton or Washington County or Pulaski County or Saline County or pick another one of the 75 in our state. They all love the Razorbacks. Even in Craighead County.
You just named a bunch of counties. I have no idea where they're at. Where's Craighead?
It's Jonesboro, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I think I'm right on that.
I don't go out in Northeast Arkansas much. I trust you, though. Sounds right.
I've only been there twice in my life.
But sounds right.
I know this. They love the Razorbacks up there.
Yeah. But see, and that's my whole point, is that Razorback fans are Razorback fans. It's not like the Razorback fans in Northwest Arkansas that go to the Bud games at Bud Walton Arena just are far and away better or more energetic or have some sort of aura around them that make them better than the other fans if they go to another game, too. It's not that way. Razorback fans are Razorback fans all across the board. So if you show, and it's the same thing that's happened for years. I know everyone will always get into the debates of, you know, football and playing games in Little Rock and all of that. But not once has anybody ever said, boy, the atmosphere in Little Rock is just worse than what it is in Fayetteville because the fans are different. No, there's no difference in the fans.
Question is, you get 16,000, and just shows you a winner is a winner. And we know a winner in this state. Baseball, they show up, you can't squeeze another person into the minor league park there. I know it's Dickie Stevens Stadium, right?
Yeah.
And then you go to Simmons Bank Arena, just across the river there. You could get a few more people in, but they sold over 16,000 seats. Question is, and these aren't always the greatest of opponents you're playing in baseball or basketball. Valpo's not exactly a conference game. Why is it in football the one game a year? And it's because you hadn't been winning lately. You wondered if the football team was having the success the basketball team's having. That place would be sold out, right?
Oh, yeah.
For Missouri?
Yeah. Because it was in 2010 and 2011 when Arkansas was doing big things down there.
So, but, you know, that's the one thing that, you know, when everybody wants to get into this debate, you know. So yeah. I don't know.
Listen, Razorback fans are across the board. And just appreciate and enjoy the fact that there was 16,000-plus fans there and it was a great atmosphere. Yeah. That's it.
Hey, is your home in Arkansas at least 10 years old and served by OG&E? OG&E is offering Arkansas customers a free weatherization program to increase your comfort and to lower your bills. Trained crew will perform an energy audit at no cost to you. And if your home qualifies, they'll come back and install measures like attic insulation, LED light bulbs, weather stripping, advanced power strips, smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, and a whole lot more, and it won't cost you a thing. It's absolutely free. Even the phone call's free, 1-800-272-9741. That's 1-800-272-9741 for OG&E's free home weatherization program.
Clay Henry, the publisher of Hogs Illustrated, is going to be joining us here in about 10 minutes. Always looking forward to having him on. We also had our office Christmas party, which we took pictures of, Tommy. And
we did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You were there.
I didn't know we took pictures.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying we had the Christmas party.
No, I knew.
I'm pretty sure you were there.
I knew we had the Christmas party. I didn't know we took pictures.
Yeah, and I guess
I wasn't asked to be in any of the pictures.
No.
We
don't want that.
My feelings are hurt.
Good representation, but what I was going to say is that it was a great Christmas party, and shout out to you for once again going above and beyond and making sure that everyone gotten taken care of in their dirty Santa gifts.
I worry about this every year because here's how we do it. I go out and I get a gift for everybody, but I don't know who's getting what.
Yeah, because it's Dirty Santa.
So I got to buy 20 gifts that are pretty much
generic,
gender neutral. Size. I can't buy like someone a coat or a jacket or a shirt or a sweatshirt because I don't know who's getting what, if it's going to fit. See, all the clothing stuff's out. You know, so it's a lot harder than you think.
Oh, I know.
And you've done it about 3 or 4 years in a row like this, and you're trying not to do repeats. So,
well, I know Maddie T,
it was your first deal. What did you end up with?
I was impressed. I ended up with an air fryer.
All right.
Which was awesome, which I got use out of over the weekend. But I liked Tommy's choices. I also liked that no matter what, everybody got something. So nothing was not good. Everything was good. Because I've worked at a place where not everybody got something. You know, maybe 5 people end up Everybody else ends up like their night was wasted.
Yeah, it was suggested we give out raffle tickets and I like buy 4 or 5 big items like big screen TVs and I'm like, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I'd rather spend the same money and divide it where everybody leaves with something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's something nice.
Yeah. So and that was the thing is you could, I don't think anybody could leave there saying that they got the shaft or anything like that.
We even had 2 tickets to and a parking pass to the Kentucky game.
Yeah, we did.
How did that work out?
We did. That's a hard to get item.
It's sold out, isn't it?
Yeah. Sold out.
Sold out. Yeah. So who got those again?
Ty got those.
Yeah. What is Ty doing with them?
Ty gets a credential to the game. So I don't know why Ty needs tickets to the game.
Well, I think his quote was, I think he's
going to donate them to the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, is that what he's going to do
something with?
How admirable. Admirable. That's what we need to do. We need to have like an Ocean's 13 at the end of that movie where they end up donating all the stolen money from Andy Garcia's character to the Oprah fund.
Well, the thing is, need to do that. He didn't just get it. He took it from somebody.
Yeah, he stole it.
The name of the game is Dirty Santa because you're a dirty you-know-what for taking it from somebody who was going to take their kid to the game who otherwise will not be able to go.
Just absolutely dirty.
So what was
the
best item? I need a critique here.
I don't know, man. I mean, the air fryers and the Instapots.
The Gaston's trips were pretty nice.
Trip to Gaston's.
I think the Instapots and the air fryer.
Yeah. Those were hard to beat.
So I try to get some stuff the ladies will enjoy.
Yeah. I think the, of course, you know, this is just my preference, but I think the gift certificates to Doe's. For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's can't go wrong with a big fat steak from Doe's.
Ended up with the Google Home Hub.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hook it up yet?
I haven't even taken it. I don't even know what,
I don't know
do
what
with
they
it.
Do. They
look my kids. My kids are really excited.
It's got a video screen on it.
And I know one girl, I think it was Allison, got the Echo, the Amazon Echo or whatever.
The Echo Plus.
Echo Plus. Yeah. So even better than the regular. So Lisa just chimed in. She says, hey, Ty, I will buy them for my kids for you.
Yeah, it's for the kids, Ty.
There you go. For the kids. Give her a deal.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Everybody's staying home. Now he does a tightrope act. Boy, Houdini's in the house. We're at number 3, and nobody's home to watch that house. Touchdown, Hogs! Holy Hog!
You know, normally, we would do the best and the worst of the weekend on a Monday, but we're going to switch it up a little bit since this is a different week, a special week of the week of Christmas. It's also December 23rd, which I hope you do, have watched Seinfeld at any point in time, you would know about Happy Festivus or the rest of us, which was December 23rd, which is today. Now, there were a lot of things that you had to do when it came to the Festivus holiday, one of those being the airing of grievances. We have a lot of problem with you people, so we're going to have some fun with that later in the show, probably around 8 o'clock. We're going to air out our grievances.
That's right.
Essentially. I mean, we got to be...
The story of Festivus.
Yes. Yes. We have to be able to have some fun with that and be able to air our grievances and be in the holiday spirit of Festivus. So we'll have some fun with that later in the show as well. We have Clay Henry, the publisher of Hogs Illustrated, joining us here on the Morning Rush as well. And we've been just kind of recapping and going through all the things that happened over the weekend. Of course, Razorback basketball team, men's and women's, getting the victory down there and North Little Rock at Simmons Bank Arena. And Clay, one of the things that we discussed, and it shows how spoiled we are these days, is about the fact that this game was not on TV. There was no way to watch it unless you used Pinto's Twitter account on his Periscope via social media. But it almost seems like it's so strange that there are still occasions, there are still reasons to where we can't watch games on television, especially when dealing with the men's basketball team. And I know that they're not set up down there.
We are spoiled.
But we are spoiled for it, no doubt.
Yeah, it's frustrating, and it's one time a year, right? I mean, and it's another reason why, if you're in Central Arkansas, they roll out and go to that game because they know that's their only option, right? You could listen to, you know, to Chuck and Coach Z, and they do a fine job, but it's not like seeing it. There's just not any doubt. That's not to take a slap at Chuck. You know, he's one of my best friends, and I tell him, I said, I never know whether the ball's you don't tell me whether it's right to left or left to right. And he just kind of rolls his eyes when I tell him that. You know.
Well, and
some of the old-time announcers say the Razorbacks are going left to right on your radio dial.
That's right.
You know, so he doesn't ever do it. He says I'm not going to do that.
Well, so, that is old school, though.
Just a little private joke.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and here's the thing, too, is that with – how you can't watch it on television, I think it adds a little element of mystery and excitement. It gives more people reasons to go to the games. But it's also just the fact that this game's being in North Little Rock. Not to do the debate of in football, because I think it's a whole different animal. But this is something that Arkansas basketball has done for a long time. I know that one of the most famous games in Razorback basketball history, the game against North Carolina and Michael Jordan, was held in Pine Bluff. And I know that they would, I believe under Nolan Richardson especially, go around and hold scrimmages and practices around the state too. You know, this is just something that's pretty common to where not all games were always in Fayetteville, even though Barnhill and Bud Walton were fantastic facilities. They were always just trying to go around the state and get the state involved, and there was no surprise to see how many people show up and how many fans were engaging into that game at Little Rock, because they've been doing this for quite some time.
Yeah, it's a matter to me of when the Razorbacks are rolling, so is the state. They're right there with them. And I've heard people say, well, we've got a great basketball state. And I said, well, I think we've got a Razorback state. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter the sport. When the Razorbacks are winning in that sport, then the state's going to jump on board. And I think if you look at what happens in Little Rock when Dave Van Horn takes his baseball team there, they pack the place out. And it would not have happened if the team wasn't, you know, going to the College World Series, what seems like every year now. They've actually been the last 2 years. And they'll sell out that place, Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, right next to the basketball arena. They'll sell it out. Excuse me.
Bless
again
you.
This year. They do every year. Yeah, thank
Isn't
you.
Isn't that the worst when you're fighting a sneeze and you're in the middle of a sentence on the air? And just you're hung out to dry. There's nothing you can do. It's the worst ever.
Nope, nothing you can do. Yeah,
I've had that happen for this past week. Every single show.
It's
that we've
the cold
done.
Season, right?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, I think it's great how in other sports too that Arkansas does this. And it's funny because I kind of change my argument when it comes to the side of football. But you know, in basketball and in baseball, it's you're just more apt to do it because there's more games, there's more opportunities. For more ways to do it, the facilities and how you play it. Because at Simmons Bank Arena, I make sure I call it that instead of Verizon now. You know, it's not obviously the great facility of Bud Walton Arena, but it's still a fine facility. And then same with Dickie Stevens Park down there. It's a fine facility. I mean, it's a great place to watch games and whatnot.
But it's your one chance.
First class.
If you live in Pulaski County, Faulkner County, any of the Little Rock metro counties, it's your one chance a year to see them with that short a drive in your backyard, in your city that you take pride in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, as Clay's pointing out here accurately, Hawk fans show up particularly when the program's good.
Oh, yeah.
Football games here lately haven't been well attended at War Memorial. Now they play every other year. It's a tough weekend. It's a holiday weekend with Thanksgiving when they do have a game down there. But the toughest thing is the team's not real good right now in football. But the baseball program, it's great. It's not the most convenient night ever for everyone on a weeknight, but they pack out Dickie Stevens. Basketball team, fifth largest crowd to ever see a Razorback game at North Little Rock, nearly 16,000 there, 15,630. So, I mean, this is a state that loves the Razorbacks. Whatever end of the state, whatever part of the state you live in, they love the Razorbacks, and they're going to come see them play, particularly of the products there.
So let me ask you this. Just specifically talking about basketball and baseball, because, again, I think that they are more set up to have situations like this. But could they do either more games of basketball or specifically baseball in Little Rock, or maybe go to different parts of the state to do it kind of like they used to? Because obviously it's not about a TV thing, because we don't get on TV no matter what. But, you know, if they wanted to go down
They're not playing in Pine Bluff again, dude.
Well, no, but like if they went down to Hot Springs in that convention center that they had, you know, would they do that?
About 6,000 or 7,000 people in there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you'd pack the place out. Maybe you could do a traveling road show with some of your red-white games from time to time.
Yeah, even
They're not going to play more games away. I mean, it still boils down to you got to sell tickets to fund the program. That's a huge part of the equation. You can talk about all the TV money, and we're going to talk later about they're going to get even more TV money now because of the change of the football package. But at the end of the day, ticket sales are still over a third of your program's revenue. So you can't continue to play more games away from Bud Walton. You need the ticket revenue that comes along with the season ticket packages at Bud Walton.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's also it comes down to convenience for the team.
Yep.
And I think that playing a game in Central Arkansas once a year is a great thing,
yep.
And I hope it continues. And I'm one of those guys that like to play the football game in Little Rock. And so I'm prejudiced. I grew up there, and I still, you know, kind of a part of my DNA. But I think playing more than one game away from campus is a mistake. And now that they're playing a game in Arlington and a game in Little Rock, I think it's tough on season ticket sales. And let's face it, what you just said, Tommy, is important. You know, they've got, and let's also be real that they're, you know, the way this basketball team is rolling, you know, inside of the next 2 years, I think the basketball arena will be sold out and it'll be back the way it was. You know, you start going to the NCAA tournament and winning a game, you know, it's like winning a game or two or even deeper, then that's when Barnhill will be a tough ticket anymore. And it won't just be the Kentucky game that you can say, hey, I've got tickets at the Christmas party and people will be trying to play Dirty Santa and take them away.
Yeah. Well, and it comes back to if you're a good enough program, your people are going to go there no matter what. But it's never going to be about one area or one region against another region when it comes to this. Like, there should be no surprise that the atmosphere, not only the attendance at the game in Simmons Bank Arena, but also the atmosphere was incredible. There should be no surprise to that. Because, as I said in the opening of the show, that Razorback fans are Razorback fans no matter what side of the state. And the Razorback fan base, and this isn't just some sort of bias. I mean, this has been told about opposing coaches who have said this about Razorback fans. And obviously, Eric Musselman has said it too. That Razorback fans, specifically in basketball, are extremely intelligent basketball fans. They know the flow of the game. They know when is a good call, when's a bad call for the most part. They know that when they're going through and they know what the flow is. They know all of those. And I think that it can be showcased no matter where the arena's at. And so there shouldn't be a surprise that there was a great atmosphere in Little Rock. There shouldn't be a surprise for any of that because Razorback fans are Razorback fans no matter where they're showing up. Even if people like Miss Lisa up in Northeast Arkansas are driving down, it's still going to be the same effect. So, again, it shouldn't be a surprise that that was the case.
Yeah. And it's a great facility that really needs more basketball events there in Little Rock. You wish you could find more ways because it was built, you know, that building's built to host two things, hockey and basketball. They don't have hockey there anymore. And, you know, really the building is used for really one purpose more so than not, is concerts. I mean, what else do they have at Simmons Bank more than anything? Concerts and events like that. So it's a shame there isn't a way to have more basketball there because I think the city would get out and support it more.
Yeah, and here's another little question I want to add into this as well because we're talking about when the program gets going, and which I think we all feel like it's going in the right direction, at least in year one. You're already going to have some sellouts this year. Mm-hmm. But if this can be back to a program where they're a top 15, top 20 team, making it far advancing into the NCAA tournament, all that stuff, there's been questions and there's been maybe some thoughts to changing Bud Walton Arena to where maybe you don't have 19,200 people in there. You start making it more to like you scale down the seats a little bit, add some other things, maybe some more suites, maybe do that. If this program gets going to that level and you're selling out once again, do you nix that idea and just keep it to where you're getting 19,200 people?
I'm not sure how many of those ideas came from administration and just people like us talking about it. But, you know, there is the ideology that Bud Walton was overbuilt. I don't think Bud Walton's overbuilt at all. I think the program's underperformed the better part of the last 20 years. We all know, everyone sitting here knows, you get back to winning SEC championships and you get back to being in the Sweet 16 and Elite Eights and being a nationally relevant program. Every one of us in this room knows that building will be sold out. That building's not overbuilt. The program's underperformed. Mm-hmm. And that's the reality. That building will be full if the program's as good as it once was. And I have no doubt about that.
Yeah. Well, I do think that there's going to be a change made in talking to Hunter Yurecek, and he's mentioned it to me at least twice, that they are going to redo Bud Walton Arena. There's going to be load seats. There's going to be amenities that we don't see there now. There'll be more club seats, special, service to those areas. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, if you go around the country and look at the NBA arenas, they're going to copy that. Yep. And that experience is coming to Razorback fans in that arena. And I think that's great. And it will reduce the seating some.
But not to like 12 or 15,000. We're talking.
No, you'll probably lose 1,000 to 1,500 right. seats. But the ones that come out, they're going to be replaced by just special, posh areas that people are going to be able to pay for, with top dollar, premium seats. And that's it's coming, and the whole purpose of that is to go back to our original premise that we talked about starting this hour, is that there was no TV. Well, everybody, can stay at their home and sit in comfortable settings, and they want it to be, if you come to the arena, you're going to have a comfortable seat and you're going to enjoy the amenities just like you would at home. You're going to have to put on something beside your pajamas, but you will... You will be comfortable like you're laying around on your couch at home.
But do you not agree that if this program was as relevant as it was in the early to mid-90s, and for most of the 90s, that building, you could sell 19,000 season tickets for Bud Walton Arena and get back
to that? No question.
This is not a matter of can't sell it. People won't buy it. This is a matter of the program hadn't performed to the level. And I'm still amazed, guys, that they have routinely sold, even through the leanest of basketball years. You look at the paid attendance night in, night out, it's been 13, 14, 15,000, even when you've had 7 or 8 in there, which tells me season ticket sales have still been relatively pretty strong considering the product that's been on the floor.
Yeah, top 15 nationally. Yeah. I mean, even higher than that in some years.
Because the product hadn't been that good at times.
No.
But the fans have still shown up because they know this. They know, hey, if I give up these seats in the lower bowl now, I won't get them back when they're good again. And people have just held on. They know it.
And it's not the financial burden as it would be for football, for instance. I mean, it's not as expensive.
It's one thing that's kept it afloat, but can you imagine if they were only selling 5 or 6 or 7,000 mm-hmm. season tickets?
Oh, it'd be
a whole different equation. But they've doubled that. They've been mm-hmm. selling 14,000 to 15,000 regular season tickets mm-hmm. Because fans know what they've got, and they know at some point this thing's going to turn around, and it looks like you found the coach that can get it done.
Right.
Yeah, I say another thing. They're about to find out that a season ticket for women's basketball is worth something, too, because mm-hmm. they're going to sell those. Now, what did they have, 6,000 or 7,000 in Little Rock for the mm-hmm.
yep.
Arkansas-ULR game? And and this was not a good ULR team. I mean, they'd only won 2 games. So I think that you're looking at something that's when they hired Mike Nabors, I thought that they would bounce back, and they've actually bounced back a little quicker than I thought. They're a top 25 team now and have a chance to play in the NCAA tournament and possibly win some games, and they've got a good roster, fun team to watch.
Hey, the end of 2019 means the beginning of great savings at Williams Tractor in Fayetteville. The Case IH year-end sales event's underway right now. All new Farmall, Maxima, and Puma series tractors, along with a complete line of hay tools, are all at special rates. The final days of the year means the final chance to save. It's all at Williams Tractor in Fayetteville. You can give them a call at 479-442-8284 or go to williamstractor.com today.
And another thing that you were talking about, the attendance and all that, Tommy, is that I always laughed, and even during the tough times for Razorback basketball, when they were able to get only 6,000 or 7,000 people into a game, you know how many schools, and I don't want to make this comparison, but you know how many schools would die to have that many people at a basketball game?
A lot of Division I programs that can't even seat that many.
Yeah, but it just shows you the expectation and the program that you have and the arena that you built, that's what people expect.
Well, but what Clay was saying is absolutely right. That thing was built, Bud Walton was built in a day where, I don't know, how many games were televised back then? Less than 10?
Seems like that's about right.
You might get some of those Jefferson Pilot, Lincoln Financial type games. Tom Hammond would be, he was one of the guys that was doing the play-by-play. It was a special pack. You get a few of those back in the early days of Arkansas's entrance into the SEC. But it wasn't every game, and it certainly wasn't every night. We didn't know what streaming TV was back then. So if you wanted to go to the games, you had to have a ticket. But I think even with the games on TV, people are drawn to a winning product. And if the Razorbacks are winning, they'll have all those seats sold. Even if they reduce it by 1,000 or 1,500 to make more luxury. And Clay's absolutely right in what's coming, but that's not going to greatly reduce the number. They're still going to be able to get 18,000 or so in there. You know, so I think it's still going to be one of the most imposing home court edges in this league and in the country when this team is really good. I think next year they perform like they are this year. Guys, I think next year is going to be, you know, what, 16,000-17,000 regular season ticket sales probably?
Oh, yeah. I would venture to guess that, well, they can't sell that many season tickets. I mean, how many do they have to hold out for the students? So, you know, they hold out 2,000, 2,500, something like that.
Well, they sell access passes to students, which you're
Yeah, but I'm talking about the big student season ticket sales, yeah.
Yeah, like I know that they sell like 8,500 of the actual passes, but they can only have 3,000 students in. Yeah.
Okay, so that takes you down to 16,000.
Yeah,
then the media, so somewhere in the 15,000 range is what you can sell, I guess.
Yeah. Honestly, yep. I think that they need to change the student seating too. I think that's terrible, but that's another conversation for another day. I don't like where the student seating set up, but the whole point though is that.
Where do you think it should be?
Well, I don't think it needs to be in the corner going away from the opposing team when they're going down the court on the other end.
So that's another – that's a Jeff Long deal. Did you know that?
Yeah. I actually – the actual student seating place, though, has always been there. But the way where it wraps around the goal was – that was changed for a little bit because that's where the media used to sit. Right, Clay, when they added in the Gucci Rose seats?
At first, and then they moved the media up.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, and then because – I was part of the ASG that signed that bill and wanted to get Jeff Long to move the media back to the back corner.
Now see what you did?
And get the student seating. So, yeah.
Now are you regretting that decision?
No. Because I see fine up there.
Well, the problem was sitting down low. And one of the reasons I quit going, the band was right in your ear. Mm-hmm. You'd leave there deaf.
Yeah.
Because you were right in the line of fire, if you will, from the band. Mm-hmm. The whole night, those seats.
And I don't have a problem with the Gucci Rose seats and those people that pay all that money.
Well, it's all about money.
Yeah.
But this isn't going to be Duke where the students are on the sideline. That ain't going
to happen. No, but just maybe find just a different place. That's all I'm saying.
Upper deck end zone?
No. No.
Yeah, one of the problems I always had was when John would come and sit with me and Dudley on the first row of the media seats, which he didn't have.
He wasn't assigned there at all.
No, he would horn his way in. And in the middle of the first half, there'd be five women that would come and just stand right in front of us to talk to John.
Yep.
And we couldn't see the game. I kept looking at John.
At least it was only five.
Can you move this to Dixon Street? I mean, can you, this is not where this is supposed to happen.
Nope.
And he goes, what do you want me to do? I'm popular. And I said, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but you need to move it to somewhere else. Yeah.
Sit where you're supposed to be sitting, bucko.
Okay, this is what's sad, though, is that Clay is saying this story, and I don't know if he's kidding or not, because I can't remember if that actually happened
please.
Or not.
It happened.
See, look, Clay remembers. It happened, Tommy. It happened.
I'm a bitter man.
Yeah. Well, see, I was just used to sitting in the front row of place. I was in the front row of the student section, and I had to be on the front row of the press row up there. I just, I have to
be
seen.
What are you, a privileged millennial or something?
Yeah, I have to be seen. I have to be important. I'm going to be the most engaging person always has to be on the front row.
It's not about being right. It's just about being seen.
That's right. That's right. And then one day, Tommy, when you're able to let me use your Gucci row seats, maybe I'll be down there on the front row of that.
Not a chance.
That ain't happening.
I can just be hopeful. Maybe for Christmas one day at our Christmas party, you can do it for Dirty Santa and see how many times that gets stolen. Maybe?
No, okay. not happening.
All right. Well, we can at least, I'll keep digging.
My Gucci Rose seat. See
if I can make that
work. You might
work.
Get the keys to his river house before you get the Gucci seats.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, maybe he can fly me somewhere in the private jet. One of those things. I'll take whatever it is.
That ain't happening.
I'll take whatever it is.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Give is to Alex Collins, straight up the middle, and Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas, 80 yards.
We're going to get into Festivus and our airing and grievances here in just a second. First, let's go to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Sterling is in Center Ridge. What's going on, Sterling?
Oh, nothing much, guys, and I guess I'm going to get on with your bit. It's kind of a little bit of a grievance. First, I want to say I love your program. I love your show.
Thank you.
Off until the 6, so that's why my voice is sounding kind of crackly, because I just woke up not too long ago. That's one of the few perks about my job. But anyway, guys, I'm so impressed with Musselman. He's doing a great job with this basketball team. But my grievance is this: it's a segment of these fans of Arkansas that can't praise Musselman without cutting down Anderson, and act like the basketball program was at the football level. He did a good job here. He just didn't get us quite over that Sweet 16 hump and beyond. But the guy came and took over a dumpster fire and left the best team he ever had and probably ever will have, unless the St. John's team, which was pretty good. Succeeded, but he did a good job. There's no reason to cut him down, and it kind of turns me off Razorback basketball just a tad.
Are you hearing that a lot, Sterling? Because
a lot.
I don't seem to. I think there's a lot of people that support Mike Anderson are still, you know, wish it had worked out here, but wish him the best. I mean, I see that a lot on Twitter that people still love Mike Anderson here, and I think that when Nolan's court dedication happened, he got the biggest applause.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's a segment of it. It may be a loud minority.
Might be.
I hear him a lot, and it just teased me off. My next grievance is to Jerry Jones. If you fire Jason Garrett, the next guy you hire, you better let him coach the team. Wow. You better let him be the man of the player. Personally, I mean, the guy, if he says about it, if he want to cut a guy that you don't want him to cut, you tell him you don't want him to cut him behind closed doors and let everybody know in that team that it was Jason Garrett's decision for him to stay. I'm tired of him undermining his coaches. If he's going to do the same thing with the next coach, he might as well keep Garrett. I mean, Jerry, they do a good job. Will McClay and Steven, they do a good job at personnel. They do a good job at contracts, handling the cap. But when it comes to the football team, it's like they can go over his head. And when you blame the coach, it like gives players like you got a goat. You have a goat already. So if I drop a pass, I jump offside, I fumble the football, well, it's Garrett's fault. I mean, I'm tired of it. I mean, Garrett, he's no dummy. If you let the man coach, I think he can do a good job. And that's all I have, guys. Y'all have a wonderful holiday. Are y'all on tomorrow or y'all off?
We'll be on tomorrow.
Be here.
All right. I'll try getting in tomorrow, and I'll reach you. Wish you a Merry Christmas tomorrow. But just in case I don't, Merry Christmas. And y'all guys, take care of yourself.
Hey, we appreciate it, Sterling, and appreciate you listening in and the kind words. So, but the Cowboy fans are not very happy this morning when they're waking up. But, you know, I think Urban Meyer is going to go to the Cowboys. I'll go ahead and throw it out there. That's the coach I think they hire.
Urban Meyer.
Because Garrett's not going to be there next year. Urban Meyer. He's got to get a job. And the USC thing didn't work out. And he mentioned that Cowboys are always kind of a dream job. But I don't know. That would just be funny, and that'd be great for our purposes and being able to talk about it. But I know Cowboy fans are hurting right now, and they're frustrated for sure. Which is perfect, because that is why we are going to jump into this segment today. Now, normally we do a best and the worst of the weekend, which is always good. But I feel like it would only be appropriate this holiday season, on this holiday itself, to be in the holiday spirit of Festivus. Now, again, this is from Seinfeld. So if you have never watched Seinfeld, shame on you. but it is the best that it would ever be when it comes to a holiday like this. So to set it up, we have Frank Costanza.
There's only one person that can explain it
exactly
properly.
Explaining it to you exactly what Festivus is in its background and what the airing of grievances are.
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
So Frank Costanza created his own holiday so that way they wouldn't have to deal with the nonsense that goes along with Christmas. And one of the
We have an aluminum pole here.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we can find one somewhere around here, maybe back out in the dumpster. But either way, there was a lot of aspects that came into Festivus. And one of those aspects was the airing of grievances.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
So that's what we're going to do today, is we're going to get into our airing of grievances and be able to discuss the things that we have problems with people. It's almost like a What's Your Beef Wednesday, but it's Festivus, so it's an airing of grievances. So that's what we're going to do. So if you want to get involved in the conversation, you want to do it, call or text the Cherokee Casino Hotline at 877-377-6963. Who wants to go first? You want me to kick this off?
Yeah, this is your bit.
Okay, I'll go ahead and kick it off because I have a few of them. I have a lot of problems with you people out there. So I will start off with the fact that Arkansas basketball had a game played on Saturday that was not on TV. I know we've discussed it, and I understand there are reasons behind it. I get it. Totally get it. But it just shows how spoiled I am and many of us are that in 2019, there is a basketball game being played that we cannot watch on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's just blasphemy that you have all the other games on TV on some form, whether it's streaming on SEC Network Plus or whatever, all the other games. But this game, you can't do it. You can't make it happen. I made the suggestion that maybe you get the way that they did the high school football state championships where they had
it
on
ATN. You want to put it on public access TV.
Public access TV, because at least I can still watch it.
Not happening.
I don't know if it will or not, but at least it's better than nothing. And nothing against Pinto, who, by the way, is the MVP of this weekend. If you don't know who Pinto is, he's a great follow on Twitter. Pinto479, I believe, is his Twitter handle. But he was periscoping the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
So you were able to watch it live. That was the only way you could watch it.
I'm surprised they didn't shut that down, actually.
Well, nobody has the rights to broadcast it.
Yeah.
So I guess he was able to do it. So once again, that made me think that if he can do it with no issue, why can't AETN or whoever, public access, make it happen as well? Get Scott Inman and Blake Edens on the call. We'll chip in a couple of bucks to pay him for it. And you make it work. That's all I'm saying. So surely there's some other better way, but I am.
There's got to be a better way.
I am exactly. As Frank
Costanza
said.
As you were raining down blows.
As I was raining down blows, I felt there had to be another way. So I am grieving today with the fact that Razorback basketball did not have their game on any form of television besides Pinto's Periscope.
All right. I got problems with you people. You were talking about the Cowboys, and I'm not a big Cowboys fan. I've actually kind of become a bigger Chiefs fan. But what is it with you? I'm going to air my grievance with you.
Okay.
What is it when something bad happens with the Cowboys and the Cardinals? And you say, I don't dislike them. I just watch them. But you take this joy and delight in delivering pain and suffering upon many Cowboy fans that listen to this show.
Yep.
You do the same thing with the Cardinals.
Yep.
And I don't understand what your issue is with either team and you keep saying, what's the fans? It's the fan base. That's my grievance this morning. This morning, you lead the show pointing out, making sure you point out that the Cowboys lost.
It's a deeply rooted grievance that I have.
I do not understand how you can take so much joy and delight in just pouring salt in the wound over and over and over.
It's all about the bad experience, Tommy, the first impression. And just to give you an idea.
Got problems with you, John.
I have members of my extended family that were diehard Cowboy fans growing up, which growing up in the 90s especially.
Oh, it was easy to be a Cowboys fan then.
Well, yeah, it was all great. But it was so
ho-hum, another Super Bowl, you know?
It was so obnoxious about the attitude that they had, the arrogance that they had. It just turned me off. Like, again, it has nothing to do with the Cowboys, because I love Jerry Jones. I thank him for all that he's done for the university and the state of Arkansas.
Well, and this is how you show your love and respect?
It goes back to the fans, Tommy. That's what I grew up with. And again, I know Cowboys fans that are just fine. I do. But the meltdown I see on social media from people when the Cowboys lose is just, I find it comical.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
well, I could just tell when you were delivering the final score this morning. You had that bleep-eaten grin on your face.
Yeah. Well, because here's the thing, Tommy.
You were joyful to deliver the news.
What do I say about the Cardinal fans and what drives me crazy? The Cardinal way, right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with the Cowboys. Mm. America's team. Give me a break. They haven't been to an NFC championship game since 1995. I haven't won. How many playoffs of games have they won since 96? Like three?
I don't think it's that many.
23 years and you're America's team?
America's still the number one franchise in all the
sports. The Jets have won more playoff games since that point. The Jets.
And the Jets aren't America's team.
They are not. The Patriots, I think, are America's team.
I don't know about that either.
But Tommy, they got it in the name, the Patriots. I mean, what's more American?
The most valuable franchise in all of sports.
Thank you, Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
I agree. But that's where my problems and my issues. So you're grieving with me.
I'm grieving with you.
This morning.
From the joy and delight you take when the Cardinals and the Cowboys, two of our most famed and favorite professional franchises in our state, when they fall on hard times, you shouldn't be so giddy.
I just find it entertaining is all. Mm. I just find it interesting. That's all. So, Maddie, you got somebody or some person you're grieving with today?
I do. You know, over the weekend, the ninth and final installment of the Skywalker saga came out.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could use this one. Yeah, Tommy, you can take a timeout on this one.
From 1977, a little movie
Clay,
came
let's
out.
Go get coffee.
Well, Star Wars, but
I got my coffee, but I'm going to drink it for a bit.
Okay, go
after
ahead.
All these years, we've been waiting for this, you know, and my grievance isn't necessarily with the movie not being very good. It's with the people who act like it was good and say, they say it was the best Star Wars movie. Not only was that not the best Star Wars movie, that wasn't even the best movie I saw last week. So I feel like my grievance is either the people that aren't true Star Wars fans and say something like that are just too stupid to know any better.
Mm-hmm.
That's my grievance.
Well, that's a good one.
Because you saw the movie too Friday.
I did too.
We both did.
Yeah.
And you had the same opinion as me.
Well, that's what I was telling Tommy is that, he's not a Star Wars fan.
No.
And I know a lot of people probably listening are not Star Wars fans. But for those of us that are diehard Star Wars fans, these sequels have been absolutely atrocious for the most part. And
but you keep watching them.
I keep watching them. I keep giving them the money.
I thought it was worse than The Phantom Menace.
I did too. I'm not going to spoil anything. We're not going to spoil anything. There are some of you that maybe enjoy because you take your kids and it's like a good movie going experience to take your kid. I'm all about that. But if you're just a straight up Star Wars fan, it's a travesty. It's an absolute travesty. It's a shame. So Tommy, save your money. Don't go see Star Wars. Just trying to help you out.
Can you imagine
here.
If that was your first exposure to Star Wars? It's like,
I've
never
it.
Seen
it.
Like, show, man, it. And that's what you're seeing.
It's just a big pile of garbage. But you could say that about the movies in general nowadays.
That's true.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's just they're just not what they used to be.
So I don't want to lump everybody and say everybody that thought it was a good movie is stupid.
Right.
I don't want to say that.
Yeah, but it's the diehard Star Wars fans that think it was a good movie that is stupid. So
that's my grievance. That's my problem.
Hey, I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Clay, you got any grievances to air?
Yes, I do. I just was at the Walmart, and first of all, the Walmart that I go to, they have the record most handicap carts. They have 36. and
the one you get is never charged, is it?
Yeah. No, I don't use one. Oh, okay. I can push my basket. I'm just fine. But these irreverent people, they run over you
with
their cart.
It's happened to me yesterday.
I mean, it's just like, and they come swinging around down the coffee aisle, and they don't even slow down. They just snatch the coffee.
Move it or lose it, mister.
Yeah, they're in the Kugler 9000 here, you know.
And I'm trying to decide for my K-Cups if I want the holiday spice or the regular coffee, and I'm going back and forth. And, I mean, they just zoom right in front of me.
Hey.
Just snatch it, and they don't even slow down.
Yeah.
And then they're in line in the pharmacy department in their scooter, and it's their turn, I'm right behind this guy in the scooter. And he ain't handicapped. I'm just telling you, he's not. He hops out of that scooter and goes around somebody to grab stuff off the shelf. I mean, I saw him reach for, you know, the assortment pack of Band-Aids and hop back on his scooter, and he was not handicapped. I promise you, he wasn't. But anyway, it's his turn, and his cell phone goes off. And so he gets on his cell phone, and the lady finally pointed to me, come on around, sir.
Man.
Said that what he's doing is rude. That's my grievance.
Yeah. That's a good one, though.
Then, as I said earlier in the show, Clay, you add to that the people in Walmart that are doing the shopping for people that come and pick their stuff up. You can't move in that place anymore. It's unbearable.
No, it's bad.
Miss
it's
Lisa
bad.
Commented on Facebook earlier that she thinks that people are getting fatter just so they have an excuse to use those carts. It's certainly not making them
cannot
less
argue
fat.
With that.
This is the only exercise you're going to get. Walk around Walmart for a little bit.
Well, and here's the thing is that because I went to Walmart yesterday as well, and I was having to get me some of this medicine for this crap I'm going through. But I'm walking in, and when I just need a few items.
They make an ointment for that.
No. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. But I will say, though, that going in there just for a few items is almost as annoying as anything because people will just it just seems like, and I don't know if they do this on purpose, but I think it's proper etiquette that if you're in an aisle, Tommy, which basically can just fit two carts side by side.
Yeah.
So just use it like the road.
Yep.
Right-hand side,
yep.
You're going this
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
Left-hand side, you're coming
I'm
this
telling
way.
You, get the bleep out of the way ought
yes.
to be a commonly used phrase right now that's
yes.
acceptable.
But there was a guy yesterday that had his cart, like not like going forwards and back. It was like almost like a T-bone could have happened where somebody's coming in. He's just sitting in the middle of the aisle looking at spices like, oh, yeah. What if the sugar is good? Is this good sugar? Right. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I'm getting anxiety just watching this guy trying to get spices. And it shouldn't be this way. There must be another way.
There must be another way.
There must be another way.
I love Festus. I love it.
I do too. Yeah.
Because what about like, when you've got like one pack of eggs or something and the person in front of you has two carts full of stuff and see you, but they don't say, go ahead, sir.
Yes.
They make you sit there with holding your thing of eggs while they take 20 minutes to...
They're trying to feed an army over there. Yeah, I mean, again, we could just make these themes...
People are the worst.
About Walmart and just having it. But we have a couple people, B.E. in Clarksville, text in. He says, my grievance is I'm ready for my mother-in-law to go home. Oh. Where's the Tylenol? I wonder if there's a few people... how long have they been there? I guess would be my question is... You know, have they been there for a while already?
This is like Christmas vacation where they come 2 weeks ahead.
Yeah, like that's now that
don't
can be
you a, worry, Clark. When we leave here next month, we're taking that RV with us.
So don't be eyeing it over there. Brian in Fort Smith, his grievance is against Chad Morris. Just as simple as that. Just he's grieving with Chad Morris.
Right.
That's fair enough. But people are grieving and having issues, or at least agreeing with us when it comes to Walmart. David's saying Walmart pickup. Yeah, well, that was what Tommy's talking about. Yeah. It's the people at Walmart pickup annoying.
There's four on every aisle shopping.
But the carts
get out of the way.
But the carts.
I'm also not a fan of the self-checkout because I don't think there's been a time when I've used self-checkout where I haven't had to have something, you know, somebody come help me because something doesn't ring up or, you know, it's like, well, what's the point of doing it myself if I've still got to wait 5 minutes for somebody to show up and help me?
For somebody to go out there. Yeah, well, because it was also that way with when you go into certain, like, quick checks, too. You always have to make sure that if you're ever that person that's, like, you're in the line and there's somebody buying alcohol in front of you.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and you look at the kid and you look at, like, the 16-year-old kid that's checking them out, you're like, I'm going to go to a different line because this is going
to
be a nightmare when they're going to have to page a manager to get over there. So there you have it.
Except when Clay buys beer, it just automatically works for some reason.
Yeah. It just goes through. No problems there. But
hey, I've been carted before.
Back in 1963? Yeah.
No, I mean, I think I was carted at the George Strait concert in Cheyenne about when I was 54. Yeah.
That was probably the best day of your life, wasn't it? When you got that old and you're like, I got carded.
Yeah, it makes me feel young again.
Yeah.
Yep, it did. Make me feel like I could just, you know, I could go dancing. Yep.
Well, it's the small things in life that can help you out. So there you have it. There's our airing of grievances here on this Festivus holiday. If you want to get in on it, call or text the Cherokee Casino Hotline at 877-377-6963.
One way to relax on a Festivus is in your brand-new Hot Springs hot tub from Burton Pools and Spas. Save up to $2,700 or no interest for 5 years on brand-new Hot Springs hot tubs. It's all part of Burton Pools and Spas holiday sale. It is going on right now. 60 luxury spas in stock to choose from, starting at $26.95. And this includes the delivery, the cover, startup chemicals, everything you need to stay warm and cozy all winter long. It's not too late to have a brand new hot spring spa for the holidays from Burton Pools and Spas in Springdale and in Fort Smith. Burton Pools and Spas is your source for backyard fun.
Oh, and by the way, people that have been tweeting at me and talking about Tommy and how he doesn't need to go to Walmart if he has such an issue with it. And I was like, well, he doesn't normally go to Walmart.
He doesn't. No,
This was just a rare occasion. He's a Sam's guy.
Sam's guy. They weren't open till 10 yesterday. And normally my wife does the grocery shopping. She does the pickups. I've been very lucky, but we were cooking for the family last night, had like 20 coming over, and somebody had to go to the store at 8 o'clock yesterday morning. And
it was you.
And it was me.
So Sam's opens up at 10. That seems 10
on
late.
Sundays. If you have the business card, you can get there early the other 6 days a week, but not on Sundays.
Interesting.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
877-377-6963 is the number to call or text in via the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Julie texted into the show, by the way. Was talking about her airing of grievances, since it is Festivus after all. She says, don't judge people using handicap facilities and carts and et cetera, because I had a lady yell at me in the parking lot of Walmart, even though I had a handicap wagon. You can always see someone's disability. Happy Festivus and love the show. Also, Mark in Jonesboro says his grievance is the one guy that wants to turn left across 5 lanes with no stoplight. Again, grievances can go above and beyond if you're talking about Walmart, if you're talking about travel, and that includes road travel or air travel. Both of them can have just plenty of grievances to be aired.
Really, my family was really lucky this weekend. My mom and my daughter, my 8-year-old daughter, were out doing some holiday shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Busy main drag in town, and a lady not paying attention changed lanes and ran right into the side of them.
Oh, wow.
Right at the door where my daughter was and my mom were both on the driver's side.
Mm.
Just lucky they were only doing about 10 miles an hour when it happened.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to be careful out there right now.
Yeah. What did the damage look like?
It looked like someone running inside your car, you know.
Well, people are not.
I'm just glad nobody was hurt.
Yeah, you just got to pay attention out there.
Got really lucky there.
Yeah, that's all we're saying. Just got to pay attention to it all. But yeah, we've had some fun today in talking about the airing of grievances. What is it, the leg wrestle? Is that what they have to do in Festivus too? Is it leg wrestle?
Leg or thumb wrestling? I don't remember.
Okay, I think it might, because I think you and Clay are going to
strength.
You and Clay are going to be the ones that leg wrestle if that's the case. So
you're afraid of both of those.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, no, I'm not afraid. I think it's, you know, we got to go by division, and you guys are the elderly division. So
the elderly division.
You got to go along with it. So, but
I think we should go by weight class.
Well, I'll beat both of you.
Well, if that's the case, then yeah, Clay, you may be out of that one. But yeah, it's leg wrestling, by the way. It is. So we may have to do
leg
that.
Leg wrestling.
Yeah. And we got to find us a metal pole to put up. We're going to have to get really into the holiday season, if that's the case. So, but, it's a Christmas week, and obviously a lot of you are still going to be out there Christmas shopping. So make sure you're staying safe out there when you did it. And, you know, Tommy, you've already done your Christmas, right?
I've done, well, we've got three to do. Did one, one down, nice. Two to go. One down, two to go.
So when are the two? Both on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day?
Actually, three to go, now that I think about it.
So you have four Christmases?
Uh-huh.
It's like four, a kid's dream. Attend.
Well, not. I mean, we have a deal in our family on the crap. We don't buy gifts for, the adults don't buy gifts for adults. We should make sure the kids get gifts.
Yeah.
So I'm not too worried about it.
Okay. That's fair. Because, I had this issue.
I've just got three places to stop with family involved between now and sunset on Christmas night. How about that?
There you go. Well, it's funny because I ran into this issue because I had my family Christmas, quote unquote, this past weekend. And it's kind of the same thing in my family where it's like the adults don't really buy it's more for the grandkids and the great grandkids, because we have four of them in my family. But the thing is I still end up buying gifts for other people. Mm-hmm. But you know why? Because I don't have a family of my own. So it's like I got to buy gifts for somebody or else I'm just showing up with two or three gifts.
I got something here that Maddie T has given to me.
And Maddie T, did you wrap that yourself or did you pull a Tommy Craft wrapping?
No, I do. I wrap my own presents. You can see some evidence, you know, near the top.
You want me
to
open this now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, yeah. Well,
John, what did you get me?
Well, it's coming. It's coming, buddy. Don't you worry. I went in on somebody for your gift. So we're going to get the gift that keeps
spice
on.
Some things up here. Now.
What do you got there? Is it spices or is it hot sauce?
Hot sauce. It's hot sauce. Oh, I went the hot sauce route. John and Ty both got smaller collections.
There
of hot sauce.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So there basically, you have
thank you, Maddie T.
It goes from tame to wild to let's see what the other one is there at the end.
There's a jalapeno hot sauce here that's got a. There's several. He's got nice looking fish on the front of them. So with the one with the trout on it, Clay's got aged red pepper hot sauce. That might go good.
Ooh, that'd be perfect.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
There's one of these bottles got some ducks on it with spicy herb hot sauce. So, or garlic hot sauce. No, these are great. Thanks, man.
Yeah. So basically, they're like idiot proof for people like me who don't know what sauces
it's like,
go with what.
Yeah, the animal that the sauce goes on is right there on the bottle.
Okay. Yeah, that's so if very I'm convenient.
If I'm meeting any bear, here's extra hot sauce.
Yeah, for the bear. All the bears that you
when
hunt.
When Tommy kills it with his bare hands.
Right,
yeah.
Put a little sauce on it.
Like the rubber.
John, I tied some handmade flies for you, John.
Really?
And we will go fish them in 2020. Mm.
Tommy has one more.
I'm holding you to that, Clay. Yeah.
You got it.
Okay.
I'll be glad to do it.
Because we... been talking about me going fishing, and I got to embarrass myself somehow. So, this will be a good way to do
and
it.
And you will catch fish, okay. I promise you.
Well, I'm looking.
One more here.
Oh, you got one more gift.
One more.
Wow, so two. It's a double decker here. Tommy's got to do
this. I figured this is his company. His name's on the package there.
Name is on the pack. Ah. So what is this?
Thank you.
It's a Mr. Beer Craft beer kit.
Oh, okay. So has your name on it. Perfect. Okay. Mr. Beer. I think I've actually had some friends that have tried that
before.
Have
you?
I think so.
I've never tried to make my own beer.
Yeah. They've tried it, and they liked it. I don't know how it's done, but I know that...
The instructions are in the box.
The instructions are for weenies.
Yeah.
Instructions?
You can just wing it. I'm winging. I'm sure the beer will come out. So there you go, Tommy. Beer and hot sauce.
Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong with that. So, But don't worry. We'll have some. We have belches. A gift coming in for you as well.
Oh, really?
Belches surely to follow.
Belches. Yeah, plenty of belches to go around, for sure.
Well, thank you, Matty T. That was very thoughtful and appreciated.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we can't have just you giving us gifts and you being Santa Claus.
You know.
Yeah, we got to.
And by the way, Mrs. Kraft's present. I left it home. But that's, and thanks for her delicious peanut butter frosted cake.
Tony, you're going to get on the right side of Mrs. Kraft to where she's going to start making cakes all the time. I think he's got an alternative motive here, if that's the case.
And I like your motives.
Yes, I'm not against it. I'm not hating it on you for it at all.
Matty T gets to stay one more week. Yep.
His contract has been extended.
He's not going to let him go this week originally planned.
His contract has been extended.
Yes. They keep making those cakes for your wife. Hey, I'm all for that.
I'm just hoping she'll extend my contract for another year.
That's the key.
Amen.
Yeah. That's the key. Let's go to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Skip is in Bella Vista. What's going on, Skip?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Let's do your graphs about Walmart. I've got one, too. You ever notice when you go through that, check out your own stuff, put it in your bag, and then the machine will ask you, if you got anything else in your bag, like you're starting to steal something.
Yeah, check your cart.
Anything else in your cart.
And it takes your picture, too. It takes your picture so that way you can't say, no, I didn't know.
That's crazy. I want to ask about Major Applewhite. Why did he get fired from Houston? Was it over that Ed Oliver jacket thing? And that, was that why?
No, it was called not winning. It was a train wreck. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, their defense was pretty bad. Yeah, yeah.
Was
their defense
also with him.
Go ahead.
Was Kendall Browles there with him at Houston too? I thought he was his offensive coordinator. Houston.
I'm going through. Well, I'm having to go through it right now. I believe that's the case. I believe Kendall Browles was his offensive coordinator there. In 2018. Kendall Briles was at Houston as the associate head coach as well as offensive coordinator and quarterback coach. So, yes, for one year he was.
So, Both of them were there.
Yeah.
Okay. I did. All right. Well, that's all I wanted to say. Just Merry Christmas again.
Hey, appreciate it, Skip, and Merry Christmas to you, man. Yeah, because like people just keep coming in about the Walmart problems that they have. Which, by the way, I want to throw in something else about Walmart. I don't know if anyone else has noticed this, but there'll be times where they'll like randomly check your receipts at the door. They'll have somebody there to scan the receipt and look at your items.
Yeah,
and
depending on how suspicious you look.
Well, I was wondering if I was being profiled because I'm walking up and the person in front of me who has a whole cartload of stuff, hey, Merry Christmas, yeah, waving in. This lady comes up and is like, oh, hold on a second here. Yeah, well, it's like, well, why am I? I'm walking out with like some eggs and a vacuum cleaner. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why. It's
what are you hiding?
Two things.
Who buys eggs and a vacuum cleaner?
I had a pillow, too. Maybe it was the pillow. Mm. I don't know. But it was just like, why am I being profiled here? What's the point of this? I don't know.
I think one of the things that I was told, if they see things that are not in bags, then, you know, like if you just got loose items sitting out,
did you carry? They're going to check you.
John just looks guilty.
Yeah, maybe. He does, really.
Well, I did.
I mean, he does have a criminal past, Clay. You know.
Yeah, that was expunged. I think that's the word that you use in that case. But no, that
was accused, never convicted.
Oh no, I was convicted. Oh. I did. That did. Like that did happen. But it was just, you know, when I was under the age of 18, and you know, they didn't carry on my record and all that stuff. So
that's why they check your receipt at Walmart.
Yeah, is because of that reason.
Exactly.
If that's the reason.
Hey, they check you at Sam's Club, too.
Well, that's about the most annoying. Check you to get in, check you to get out.
Oh, yeah. We've already gone down that road.
Watch your beef.
Yeah, Tommy gets fired up when he talks about
that. Well, just because somebody will stand. Well, I can't find it. Let me dig through my purse for 45 minutes looking for my car.
John doesn't mind being stopped. It's the full cavity search.
Get the hell out of the way. Things to do.
I love this day. I love airing of grievances. It's the best holiday of all time. But it's like, also been...
like TSA's taking over the retail world, you know?
Even though it has been Festivus, it's always also been a Monday morning quarterback presented by Crabtree RV.
Yeah, have Merry Christmas from everyone at Crabtree RV. And now the Christmas Cash Day sale is on through New Year's Eve. So if you've missed out, it's too late, you're too busy between Christmas, they get it. That's why this sells through New Year's Eve. Sales tax paid or $1,000 in Christmas cash on the purchase of any RV from Crabtree in Alma. And they'll still give you the most for your trade. It's all at Crabtree RV in Alma, where your family's dreams come true.
And just to answer your question, those of you who are coming at me on Twitter about the being checked at Walmart at the door, I think it must be because I'm not having items in bags. Because as much as I tried, you can't put a vacuum cleaner in one of those Walmart bags.
Should have tried.
So, one over the handle. That's it every time.
Yeah, I tried to do it, and I couldn't fit the pillow in there either. Yeah. I needed me a new pillow. So, you know, sometimes it's Christmas for me too. I want to get me the nice things, and it's Tommy. I think I've made
this
it
is soaked with tears from having to work with us, Clay, and to get a new pillow.
I think that I've grown into adulthood now when I'm getting excited about the small things in life, like getting things like a vacuum cleaner.
You're only 31. It's time to kind of be an adult now.
I think it's time to start making that transition and jumping right into it.
Listen, we don't talk again before Christmas. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you
guys. Yes, Merry Christmas.
I appreciate you more than you know, all
absolutely.
Of you.
And Clay, a Merry Christmas to you.
Right back at you.
Yeah, because I know we're not going to be catching up with you. But everybody out there, be safe this holiday season. I know a lot of you are going to be traveling. Enjoy your families. Look at the positives and the silver linings. Try to have something good come out of this Christmas holiday.
And Merry Festivus!
And Merry Festivus, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all the holidays from us to you. Appreciate it. Enjoy your Christmas holiday, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
Like the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast? Check out the Halftime Pod at hitthatline.com.